Time now for a pre-show. Let me turn this off. Okay. Time now for the pre-show here on this Monday, and I'm just going to set a few things up. Let's see where I'm at with the timing on this. 20 minutes. Where is the motherfucking phone? God damn it. Don't have my motherfucking clock. Getting my car back on Friday, I had to take it in for body work because I had a stupid little fender bender down in Newport Beach around Halloween. I just was looking to park because I was looking at a map. I wanted to look at a map, and I didn't want to be, you know, in the car looking at the map. So as I was driving, so as I swung to the curb to park it, I was swinging to the curb in front of a car that was already parked at the curb. And I just cut it too close. I mean, I had all this fucking room. Obviously, I could have overshot the guy a little bit and then backed up, but I just kind of sailed right in there and boom, man, I completely misjudged the length of my car in relation to, you know, this poor guy. So yeah, I pulled it over and I got out, and this guy looked like he was waiting for his wife to get out of work, and he got out of the car and he was looking very stunned. And I said, geez, I'm terribly sorry. It's entirely my fault. And we exchanged insurance and we took photographs and we did what we did. And that was the end of that. And, you know, God knows whether my insurance is going to go up. You know, I got the obligatory notice from State Farm saying,
On your automobile was involved in an accident that was your fault. You did not control the vehicle. And
this may or may not result in an increase in your rates. We'll see. It's the only accident I've been in. Seriously, it's the only accident that I have been in that has been entirely my fault in over 20 years. The last one was in 87. I believe, and that was me turning in front of oncoming traffic. I was making a left-hand turn. There was traffic coming this way. I didn't see it because there was another lane here. You know how it is where you're making a left-hand turn. It's very, very busy. And while the traffic in front of you is stopped dead, and there's this sort of, you know, you're facing that lane, there's a lane next to that traffic, which is oncoming, and I was trying to get across the street, and it was one of those deals where you sort of look, maybe I can make it, and then you chance it, and bang, boom, ran right into this guy. So that was that, and that was a clusterfuck. You know, we'll see. The good news, though, I'm getting my goddamn car back on Friday. I'm really happy about that. Really fucking happy about that. Just, you know, it's a bitch not having a car. And I have had a rental, and I haven't, but mostly I've just been staying close to home. I haven't had really a big reason to go anywhere except for where'd I have to go? Oh. Where the fuck did I go? Oh, it was when I was in Hollywood for the last show we did at the Improv. I had to go into town for that. But other than that, I haven't had to go into town for much of anything. So that's kind of the end of that story. All right. was I? Forget. Anyway, Vernon Dozier is... Vernon's getting ready to coach the girls' softball team there at Belmar Academy. He's the varsity girls' softball coach. And it's the girls' slaughterhouse of Belmar Academy, and they've got a full schedule. Let me see if I can get over to it right quick.
Time after time after time, money's on my mind.
I'm on Twitter, bitch. I'm gonna log in, is that what I gotta do? Yeah. That's me, y'all. I don't even know, I've got... Motherfucker. Oh, what the fuck? Margaret Gray? No, not Margaret motherfucking Gray. No. No, you cunt. Not Margaret fucking Gray. How the fuck? Well, this is really interesting, man. Margaret Gray? What? What's going on here? Yeah, we got a problem here, man. What the fuck is going on here, man? You fucking piece of shit. No. How could you figure you got a request for Margaret Gray when it was for real Phil Henry? How the fuck did you figure that, Twitter? Damn it. There it is. Oh, I dig. Okay. Oh, I dig what's going on here, man. I dig what's going on here. Okay. I'm good. Okay. Yeah, okay. Now I see. Now I see. It's very funny. Got a whole fucking thing I'm doing here for goddamn Twitter. Sorry to be so, I guess you might say obtuse, you see. No, that ain't it, bitch. No, that ain't it, motherfucker. Motherfucker. No. You did not reset the password. Well, I guess. Okay, that's nice.
I cannot complain, I cannot complain. It's all me for real. It's all me, it's all me. All me for real. It's all me, for real.
Hey, Darren, dude. Darren Norris, man. How come I see you at Bobby Dooley, man, but I mean, I see you at Margaret Gray, but I don't see you anywhere else, Darren. So what the fuck is going on, man? You know? All right, man, I gotta fuck this fucking shit. I got a goddamn bitch made, fuck made, fuck cunt. Look, man. Look, dude. This is what I want to do, man. I want to go home. And then I want to go to, you know, Phil Landry. No, motherfucker. How do I log out of this shit? You know what I'm saying? Boy, Twitter. You know, you're right. Your man's right. Your main man there. What's his name? Fucking guy. You know, Dick Costello. He's right. You guys are, you were shitty against trolls, shitty against fucking abuse. You're losing users. You were more invested, you know, more interested in your little Twitter club. I don't know, but anyway, you guys are wide open for legitimate legal action. You really are. You really are. I'd be happy to explain it to you. But, all right, see, I don't want... Log out. Sign in. That's what I want to do. I was signed in as fucking Margaret Gray. Okay. Is that what the problem was here? Jesus Christ. All right, I gotta get the fuck on the straight here. We're 20 minutes in here. I apologize, folks, but it's business, you know. And this is the pre-show, and this is what happens during a pre-show, you know. It just is, you know. Now I gotta go back to this motherfucker now. Motherfucker. This goddamn hood. Here we go. Not Margaret fucking Gray, you cunt. What is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you fucking people at Twitter, you fucking assholes? Okay. All right, well, that's cool. It's all good. Margaret was changed. That's fine. I rarely do this on my desktop, so... I want to show you guys something. Ordinarily, I probably wouldn't do this, but this is very funny. I think you might find this amusing. Now, I only say this because this fully illustrates the kind of guy we're dealing with here. Now, you know this guy that has been repeat. this guy that was been humping my fucking leg for forever, this John Fallows. He claims that I'm crazy, that we don't know he's not iPokesmod, and we don't know what we're talking about. And he has this sort of ad hominem attack, which is that I'm nuts, that I have Alzheimer's, and that I'm an alcoholic and a drug user. Okay, not that that guy doesn't use drugs, you know, of course not. He's got this Mormon personality that he has to let people know about, and then he smokes fucking probably pounds of fucking dope, or wishes he did anyway. God knows where he scores his fucking weed, which is probably fucking god-awful shit. But anyway, or maybe he doesn't smoke weed, but wants people to think he is. Whatever. The guy, in one of the most unbelievable fucking things that I've ever seen, recently made the claim that he was in the military in 2010, so he couldn't be iPokesmot because iPokesmot was sending tweets and messages in 2010, and he was in the military in basic training. They don't let you. Never believe that. There's nothing that this guy says that I believe, that my attorneys believe, that nobody believes. I mean, the only guy that believes it is John himself, because he's, you know, because he's a psychopath. He doesn't have intuition, or he doesn't operate the way real human beings operate. So he doesn't sort of get that you can put a bunch of shit together and it still doesn't really make a car. You know, it has to, you know, just because it has four wheels and an engine and a steering wheel doesn't mean people should buy it, you know. So be that as it may, he's made this claim repeatedly, and we keep telling him that he's full of shit and, you know, or whatever. But I had to tell you, he sent me a message at Facebook. This is a guy that claims that he is being harassed and he's being bullied, and he does the typical psychopath stuff. You know, he uses your argument against you because he really doesn't have one. You know, he doesn't really know how to keep escaping these little traps that he sets for himself. But nonetheless, John recently made this claim and sent me, and I say John to be nice, I wouldn't know this piece of shit if I tripped over him, but he's been a long time fucking asshole fan of mine, and it got into a real strange place. I mean, like, real homoerotic stuff. I don't know what the Mormon faith thinks of that kind of stuff, but in any event, I'm going to find this for you. He then sent to us a picture of himself in the military. Now, wait till you see this picture. It's the phoniest fucking thing you've ever seen. Where is it, man? In the ball. Mentions. I don't understand how this shit works. Tweets and replies. Okay, tweets and replies. Oh, here we go. I don't know if I can blow this up any bigger. I'll try and... This guy sends a picture of himself, supposedly in the military. First of all, as soon as you see it, you know it's not him, because you know he was never in the military. The guy's 40 years old. In 2010, that would have meant he was 35. What basic training are you talking about? You know, did you decide you're... Yeah, I know the Army probably takes people at 35, but you ain't one of them, John, you know? And when you see the guy's picture, you wonder, where did he ever... He looks like a fucking dork. And regardless of all of the... You know, target practice that he takes, which he does do a lot of gun stuff, you know, this guy couldn't fucking scare, you know, a class of kindergartners. So anyway, that having been said, here is this guy. And it took about 5 seconds. What the fuck is this? God damn it. I'm telling you, man. Interesting. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know how to do this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to find this fucking goddamn thing. All right, save image. I'm just trying to save an image here. I think I did it. Maybe I didn't. I've got it on my phone. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to blow this thing up so you can see it. God damn it. See. Very funny. The picture was made with an app called something like Man in Suit. So what he did is he just dropped himself into an army suit. And it's asinine. Now, you know, I certainly, and I've sent this along to my attorney along with every fucking thing that I get from this guy. If this is a picture that is in conjunction with some other effort on his part to, you know, convince people that he was in the military, like, for instance, forging discharge papers, he's in, you know, big trouble. He's obviously violated, you know, federal law, and his ass is fucked. I don't think he's that stupid, but he's also sort of that arrogant where he's a liar, you know. What you do, though, is you get a guy like that on a stand in a courtroom, and he can lie all he wants. Lying doesn't get you out of anything when you're in front of the bar of justice. You can say, no, I didn't do it. Okay, they got a million guys that say that all the time. But when you put together all of the pieces of the puzzle, and again, preponderance of evidence is not the same as beyond a reasonable doubt. Beyond a reasonable doubt is, in fact, most of the time, the criminal standard. But the civil standard is preponderance of evidence. That's different. It's different. Preponderance of evidence is not beyond a reasonable doubt. Preponderance of evidence is preponderance of evidence. If it just stacks up, you're fucked. And you wind up, you know, in a world of hurt. But this guy is so funny that he makes these moves that could get him into some fucking criminal trouble, too, which is what I find to be most interesting, you see. Well, we're ready. I can't fuck with this anymore. I'm sorry, guys. I will find it and I will show it to you because it is pretty goddamn funny. You can see it if you go to the Troll Resources Center blog, you know, the one that we've linked occasionally. There's a big fucking picture there. And they put it up there with the question, does anybody remember this guy from the military? You know, what unit was he in? I just think it's funny because I wonder how far this guy takes this bullshit, you know. And of course, anticipating what Fallow's out is, it's always somebody is doing this. I didn't do it. I never said what I said. Phil's drunk. Phil's on drugs. Phil's this. Phil's that. You know. But that's what you do when you don't have. That's what you do when you're backed into a fucking corner. And you really don't have any reasonable explanation for your behavior, you know. I don't have to prove anything. to be honest with you. I don't have to prove shit. I've got everything that I need. I got the address to the Ipokesmut domain falls right in his building on his street. We've got him tweeting as three or four different accounts, all kinds of information that only he would know or this Ipokesmut guy would know. There's a million fucking things going on. And just in case anybody was wondering, yes, we have a court date. Oh, of course. Yeah. Don't worry about it, brother. I mean, Ventura County is well aware of where we're at, and we're aware of where we're at, and we've been talking to them, and oh, yeah. I don't let up on this shit. And like I said, you know, I don't know what you think you're playing at or who you think I am, or it may be a lot of fun now, or maybe it isn't. I know you get angry. I know you get frustrated. I know you go out and you shoot your gun and you, you know, you say all kinds of, you do a lot of angry stuff, you know. We get your mother, your father, your brother who doesn't talk to you apparently, who doesn't follow you back even though you follow him. We get employers. We start to dig into your fucking life, which we will do. And you're going to do what I think you'll do, which is you're probably going to get really anxious and you'll probably start thinking that you're Rambo with that little fucking target practice that you do on the weekends there with your little paper targets. And, you know, we're all fully aware, John, of your frustrations in life, you know, and I personally don't give a fuck with you. If you put the barrel of that motherfucker in your mouth and blow your head off, it's fine with me. But the problem is you've decided that because I won't let you steal and because I won't let you suck my dick, you're angry. I guess I get it. Most people would move on. All right. Thank you. I got to figure out whether I got this confirmation right. Well, whatever. All right, so let's do this. Shall we? I think we shall.